Your audio quality sounds great on that. And I was actually just going to say, later on, I would suggest getting a Anytone 778. It's a mobile radio, and you can use it in your car if you want. Just get a mag mount. Or you can, it works, like, that's my setup. So right now I'm transitioning on the Anytone 778. That's hooked up to the Dynamic 50. This radio performs beautifully. It's got a colored screen. It's got your S meter on it, which basically tells you the signal strength. And very easy to program. You can use Chirp, which is a very easy software to use. The only thing you need if you're using a power supply, or you know what I mean, a base station, if you're buying a cheap power supply, I wouldn't recommend cheap. But I recommend, you know, like a mid-range, mid-price range. It doesn't really matter about price so much, but quality. Power supply, and then, yeah, you just gotta wire that on, which is really easy to find the T-connector type wires. And it's a great radio. It's on the cheaper side, you can say. It's about $200-something dollars. Maybe $100. I'm not sure. I think it's $100. Yeah, it's a really nice quality radio. Maybe later on, when you're ready, you can get this for a beginner type radio, because I've had it for about 3 months now, and I love it.